This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. All this week, we're looking at a set of growing tensions and parallels that exist in two parts of California, Hollywood and Silicon Valley. We're calling our series From the Hills to the Valley, and today we're going to talk about the issue of online piracy. If you've heard Democratic Senator from Oregon Ron Wyden's name in the same sentence as piracy, it's probably because he's been credited, along with a giant wave of tech companies and internet activists, for stopping anti-piracy legislation like SOPA and PIPA back in 2012. But he tells me his fight's not over. I asked him if the balance of lobbying power was changing in Washington.
Well, when people ask about, you know, Hollywood and Silicon Valley, we used to kid in the middle of PIPA and SOPA, and I said, this is kind of the battle of the overdogs. That's not who I carry a brief for. I carry a brief for those people who are just getting started, that small business in Oregon, somebody who's used the internet to compensate for the fact that they're a long way from major financial markets. That's why I led the effort to block PIPA and SOPA, the digital signatures bill. Each of those efforts was built around how can we look to the future in terms of encouraging innovation online.
Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon there. The Motion Picture Association of America was a big sponsor of some of that legislation he and others worked to kill a few years back. The organization doesn't like it that you can find pirated movies and TV with a simple search online. In fact, one of the interesting revelations about the Sony Pictures hack late last year was the discovery of internal emails referring to a political adversary of the movie industry called Goliath, which might have been a code name for Google. Mike Robinson is Vice President of Content Protection at the MPAA. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Ben.
Can I be like a fly on the wall in your office? What does that look like?
So we spend a great deal of time, you know, looking at where we're seeing infringing content, determining where operators are and where they've hidden themselves, and identify those individuals.
So tell me about Google. Is Google helping you in this process or hurting this process? And what would you like to see the company do to help you in your efforts?
So let me say that our primary objective is to protect our members and their creative works. And when wrongdoing takes place, we work and support appropriate law enforcement officials, including state attorneys general, which brings up the Google issue, to enforce existing laws. But we also believe that it's important for the whole ecosystem to engage in voluntary measures to prevent online theft of content or distribution thereof.
Tell me about this case involving the International Trade Commission that may end up with the ITC trying to stop pirated content at the actual U.S. border.
Well, it's an interesting proposition as to whether or not those signals coming into the U.S. should be subject to some form of blocking. So,
do you think they should?
I think that it would be much better if we could get the industry and all the people in the ecosystem to make voluntary measures on their own and work with us. And that's our desire with ISPs and folks in Silicon Valley, to find ways that work for all of us.
Are you worried that your organization might undermine some of the creativity that goes on there? I mean, how do you try and balance that?
Our members and in the industry have always been innovators in their use of technology.
You're not Luddites. You're not anti-internet.
No, not at all. I continue to be surprised by the suggestion when we hear it.
Sure.
Because it's totally not the case.
Mike Robinson is Chief of Operations and Executive VP of Content Protection at the Motion Picture Association of America. Mike, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
By the way, I asked Mike if Goliath was indeed an MPAA code word for Google. He wouldn't tell me. But he did tell me about the MPAA's website for people who want to watch movies and TV legally. It's called wheretowatch.com.